We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
On the Eagles Sports Network from Learfield, welcome to the EWU Football Coaches Show, presented by Buffalo Wild Wings and Les Schwab Tires, featuring interviews with EWU football head coach Aaron Best, assistant coaches, and weekly player interviews. Now, here are your hosts, Paul Sorensen and the voice of the Eagles, Larry Weir.
Well, good evening. Welcome, Buffalo Wild Wings, Spokane Valley, here once again. And thanks for showing up if you're here, and thanks for listening if you're not, as the Eagles have a win to celebrate from the road last week, 62-56, as they defeat Western Illinois. And we will talk to Coach Best about that. Our player guest today, Johnny Edwards IV, the Eagle wide receiver, and Brock Harrison, defensive end, will be here with us. Coach Best is here right now. Coach, 34-point lead at halftime, melted away in the second half. Good, I'm sure, teaching points in the film when you guys got your you got your guys in front of the film here this week.
Yeah, I mean, we you know, an offense that the offense played about as flawless as you could in that first half. Defense found their footing in the second quarter. Went into halftime, obviously on the road against the Missouri Valley team. They was trying to kind of find themselves in that first half a little bit as the they threw up a zero in the second quarter with their defense. Kind of buckled down a little bit. Then they got the ball in the second half, and we scored on our first play on offense. It was just kind of a stalemate on offense from there on out. You know, obviously some self-induced scars, if you will. A few drop balls that could have extended plays. A fourth down that didn't go our way in their territory. We just kind of we did what we had to do late in the game to find a victory on the road against the Missouri Valley team. Second time in 3 weeks we've been on the road. Guys, we just gutted it out as much as we could. You know, an ugly win is better than a pretty loss, as the coach cliche goes. And our guys, I was really, really proud of those guys for finding a way to score more points in the end. And you just don't know when that play is going to happen, where it's going to matter. You know, we missed an extra point early on. And so all of a sudden we're thinking, probably yourself and Paul in the booth, thinking, okay, is this going to come back to haunt? Do we chase that point at some point? Obviously, going into halftime, you didn't think you were going to need to. But then as you started looking at the scoreboard, strategy kind of still started to play out as the third, fourth quarter went on. And Cal Kreiner recovered the onside kick. We knelt three times. Essentially, the game is over. We won the game. That's what matters most in our business, as you know.
I give them a lot of credit because they were embarrassed at Montana. They were playing their home opener. They were
highly motivated to improve on what they had done the week before. This was a team that played a 10-point game on the road at Ball State, who's favored to win the Mid-American Conference. And so this is a team that, went on even footing with an FBS school, and they aren't as bad as what they showed at Montana, and they wanted to prove that, and they came out with all guns blazing.
Well, I think, and we talk about it all the time, the game's not played on paper. Sometimes, whether it's you, me, or anybody else in between, we look at scores, we look at stats, we look at things. They were 0-2, and we were 2-0, and I think we didn't look past them, but I don't think we took them as serious as we should have at the end of the day, top to bottom. And we came out very strong on one side, not as strong as the other. We kind of flipped the script a little bit, and it was just kind of like Monica said, it was kind of a topsy-turvy type game, especially in that second half. And but those can be lessons we can learn from. And they played with more reckless abandonness in the second half, and they owned the second half bar none. And I told Coach Elliott that in the second half. That shows a lot of heart. That shows a lot of toughness from their team going into halftime, being down that much, to not just hang around to play the next 30 minutes. They got a spark. They made a few plays. And you know how it goes in sports. Momentum is kind of the 12th man when it's all said and done. They had momentum for a better part of that second half.
Offensively, first half of play, I know you're chasing perfection. You darn near got it in the first half of that ball game. 8 touchdowns in 9 possessions. I know at Montana, there was a Montana State game at home a few years ago where I think Eastern scored on every possession except for the final one where you were kneeling down and so forth. But I don't know that I've ever seen a half where you've scored 8 times out of 9 possessions.
I will say this. Coach Shoemaker was very aggressive in his play calling. Even though a couple of the shots that we took were not ones that ended up in receivers' hands, we still stayed with the game plan. We knew they were an aggressive defense. We knew they didn't have a sack in the first two games, so that was but they tend to bring a lot of pressure. So we put a lot of pressure on that offensive front where we said, you know, you're going to have to protect. We protect, we win this game. Eric Berry played marvelous. We expect nothing less, but that was extraordinary. You're talking about an FCS record. Never been done before. Yards and a half, like you said, 8 of 9 possessions, or you know, whatever the case may be. I mean, those are extraordinary numbers. And again, I go back to it. Sometimes we're guilty by some of the successes that we've had. We're kind of getting used to things. So a win is not good enough. You got to win by a certain amount of points. Step a day, step a week, step a year in our shoes. It's different. Each week is its own segment. No matter who you play, where you play, when you play, it's its own entity. Those 7 days are different than the last 7 days. You can learn from those last 7 days, but it's not always going to equate to what you anticipate the next 7 days. And so Eric Berrier is a special talent, but I will say it over and over. He is a special individual. He's a special person. Love his grimace, and anytime I can give that kid a hug, I'm going to miss him when it's all said and done. He is a special human being, and he's done a lot of special things on the football field, and Saturday was just one of many that he's been a part of.
AB, you know, again, he was 8th time Big Sky Conference Player of the Week, which would make sense, but he was also, there was 2 different National FCS Player of the Week honors that he won, you know, in terms of what he was able to accomplish. Did a great job of throwing the ball to a lot of different receivers. 5 different receivers caught touchdown passes. Boston was a half a step away from a 55-yarder as well, if not longer. So he was really locked in. Did you have a sense during the week, during practice, or even in the warm-ups that first half was coming and that he was going to play at such a high level?
Well, you wonder when he looks at me, he goes, hey, Coach, I don't know if I'm going to go glove or not today. I said, talk to me, Eric. Because remember, he's at EB3 on Saturday. He's Eric. Got to be Eric. EB3 is Sunday through Friday. And I said, you know, E, give me the gloves. You tell me how, you know, the humidity is going to, you know, sticky fingers. It was a long snapper, short snapper. Those are the only times in a center, touch the ball a little bit. It's naturally going to wet your fingers a little bit. But he went without him at pregame. And then I had him in my back pocket. He goes, Coach, I'll take those gloves. I go, so what do you decide? He goes, I don't know, probably go with gloves. So you just never know. You could be as locked in as you want, think those guys are ready to go. And all of a sudden, things don't go well in those 3 hours. So he went with gloves, and he played pretty well. And his receivers are not going to go out of bounds. It's just in. His receivers are going to catch the ball, and they're going to stay between the lines. They're going to try to fight for extra yards. The other guys are not with the ball are going to block. We protected well. The backs did a good job of balancing up the run. We had some big runs to keep them honest. And He's, again, you can't explain Eric in one word. I mean, there's a lot of different adjectives you can explain when he gets between those lines, but You never know with that grimace. Hey, give me those gloves, coach. And I thought, okay, how's this going to go? Well, we all saw what happened, and it was second to none. He's best ever in one half of football. Best ever. Say that out loud. Best ever, ever at our level. In Cheney, wearing number 3 in 2021 in his sixth fall because of COVID. Special. Scream special.
Game was won in the trenches. Offensive line, I thought, did an awesome job. They were at battling that leg cramp thing, in the fourth quarter. But, you know, guys hung in there and battled. And I thought the defensive line did a great job along with the linebackers. I thought they played very well, you know, at times. Mm-hmm. But I really thought that football game was won in the trenches. Your comments on that?
We did enough. I will say that offense, we kind of dictated the line of scrimmage late in the game. We like a little bit more push, that fourth and one. You got to find ways to move the sticks for 3 feet. I mean, that's just – you want it, go get it. You know, we hand the ball off, don't get it. Momentum changes a little bit. Our biggest challenge this week, for first 2 weeks, our defense played really, really well, really, really layered first tier, second tier, third tier. We didn't tackle well in that game. We left our feet too often to make tackles. We didn't close the distance. They ran some things that surprised us. We made adjustments, but overall our tackling wasn't up to snuff, and we take pride in that. You know, we didn't get enough people down. We're never going to question how hard we play, but how hard you play, like I talked to the team yesterday, only gives you a better chance. It's how fast you play. Hard is one thing. Fast is hard at an intelligent level. And I thought we didn't bring that as much as we should have shown and did show the first 2 weeks. Because for 2 weeks, that defense played really, really, really well. One on the road, one at home, one against FBS, one against Division II. Now we're on the FCS level on the road. The sun got to us a little bit in that fourth quarter. But at the end of the day, like I told you post-game, we both played in the same atmosphere. They practiced in it. We didn't, but we both played in it. The first half, we gave up 21 and scored 55. It got colder as the game went on. But we'll shore up a few things. We'll get a few guys back. But I thought we played solid up front on defense, but not up to our standard. Offensively, I thought we did enough truly to make enough plays for an extended amount of time to allow us to push the envelope, push the lead, and make no bones about it. Something that's not probably brought up from maybe your standpoint. There's a minute 21 left in the first half. You remember what we did at the minus 20-yard line with one timeout? We scored. There's not too many teams that would be at 48 points on the 20-yard, their own 20-yard line, minute 21, one timeout. And Coach Shu, we talked about as an offensive staff, we need to stay on the gas pedal. These guys want to play. Let's get plays. We end up getting a touchdown before the end of the first half, which might have been the difference in the game.
It might have been, yeah, absolutely.
End up winning by 6. And so those types of things, we need to stay aggressive, but we need to play more complementary football, and special teams need help out that area as well.
You won the turnover battle. You're 60-0 when you do that. You had an interception. Second week in a row have not given up, you know, a turnover on offense, which is a huge deal. And going into Big Sky Conference play, that's going to be very important. And I don't care who you are. You could have been Newt Rockne incarnate coming out of the locker room. Up that big, there's going to be a letdown. And you score on the very first play of the third quarter, and then you kind of can you go back? Is there anything you could have done differently now that you look back on it that maybe would have addressed, hey, let's not, you know, I don't know how you get people to play at that level as long as they can, you know, from that standpoint. I think there's a natural letdown is what I'm trying to say.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, if you're asking me for answers now, that I should have done that prior to, you know, we should have talked about that. I mean, we know what we needed to do. I know this. Defensively, don't let people score. Offensively, we need to score. So however that gets done, whether it's luck, whether it's strategy, whether it's skill, whether it's just an absolute awesome play, those two things need to occur. They didn't occur enough in the second half. I don't know. If I had the answers, I would have brought it to their attention. No one makes mistakes on purpose. That's what I do know. We gave it our all. It just wasn't as consistent as it should have been. And like I said, they tip our hats to Western Illinois. That team made a lot of plays, especially on their offensive side of the ball in the second half. There's a lot of really, really good ball plays made. But some of us, you know, we had something to do with that as well. So there are no answers. Every week it's its own. It's not easy, but the great teams put teams away. So we're not great yet. We know that. We're on the trajectory to be great, but we've got to do some of those things in some of those moments to consider ourselves a great team. So we've got 8 games in front of us. Now it's a new season. its league, and they count more now. Now conference is behind us, conference is in front of us.
Eagles 3-0 through the non-conference schedule, and that's the first time they've been able to accomplish that since 2007. We'll have more with head coach Aaron Best after this timeout. We are at Buffalo Wild Wings, Spokane Valley. It's the Eagle Football Coaches Show from Learfield.
Fairways Golf Course and White's Golf Shop, located right in between Cheney and Spokane, are the home for Eagle golfers. Whether you're an elite player or just starting out, Fairways has something for you. We value community, quality service, and having a good time. Play 18 holes and enjoy a beverage on our patio after the round. Improve your game with one of our professional instructors, or get fitted for equipment from the best brands. For more information regarding instruction or to reserve a tee time, visit golfthefairways.com or call 509-747-8418.
Hey, 12s, this is Lofa. And last year, you were benched. You were sidelined. Your voice was muffled. But no more. This season, we are back. And together, we're bringing the noise. Washington's Lottery is here to help all season long. Play Seahawks Scratch for your chance to win 50K in cash, exclusive game day experiences, or a grand prize of 2022 season tickets. Bring it in, 12s. Let's do this.
Odds of winning a prize of 103.41. Odds of winning a second chance prize are based on number of entries received. Must be 18 or older to purchase. Keep it fun and know your limit.
Guy Buick GMC is proud to sponsor Eastern Washington Sports. The Guy Automotive family has teamed up to bring amazing deals to all Eagles fans. So come out to Guy in Liberty Lake for special deals on GMCs and Buicks. Whether you're ready for the luxury of a Buick Encore or the engineering of a GMC Yukon, we say go Eagles and go see Guy just off I-90 in Liberty Lake.
One time at B-Dubs, this crew came in hungry for flavor and football. Lucky for them, we got both for days. Especially on Boneless Thursdays, with buy one, get one free hot and crispy boneless wings and football on wall-to-wall TVs, that crew couldn't leave hungry if they tried. Get here for Boneless Thursdays at Buffalo Wild Wings, to the greatest of all times. BOGO Boneless Wings of equal value at participating locations on Thursdays. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions apply. While supplies last. Limit one. Fees may apply.
Yolk's Fresh Market is a family business.
It means I have a voice in the future of the company.
I was hired at the age of 60, and to me, that's phenomenal.
I was part of a trading company for 10 years, and I've been with Yolk's now as an employee owner, and it's absolutely been a great experience.
It's an awesome company to be with.
Since we became employee-owned in 1990, that family continues to grow.
We've all had something we dreamed about doing but never quite had the time to accomplish. Like competitive duck herding, human puppeteering, or exotic balloon animal art. Well, now with Northern Quest's life-changing $200,000 carefree cash payday, you can live just about any dream you dream up. Or finally move out of your mom's basement. That's your call. But I know what I'd do. Come on, fellas, let's beat it. See details at northernquest.com.
The Eagles take on Southern Utah on Saturday. It's the start of Big Sky Conference play. We'll have the pregame show starting at 4 and the kickoff at 5, just after 5 o'clock right here on 700 ESPN, 105.3 FM. Coming up, Johnny Edwards IV, Eagle wide receiver, and Brock Harrison, Eagle defensive end. Eastern Washington scoring drives in that ballgame, Coach. Just kind of dovetailing on what you guys were talking about. A minute 27, 223, 218, 37 seconds, 52 seconds, a minute 59, 56 seconds, 38 seconds, and 14 seconds. Those were the drive times in that ballgame. That's why you got 9 possessions in the first half of play. And you were able to score 8 touchdowns, but it also kept the defense on the field a lot more. We've talked about that in past, too, that the offense scores so quickly, then the defense still has to come right back out there and play again. And on an 88, 89-degree day with 60-some-odd percent humidity, that took a little bit of a toll, probably.
Yeah, it's not a recipe for a ton of success when you score that fast and then go out for 8 or 10 plays. 2 minutes later, you're back on the field as a defense. But, you know, We've talked about it for years here. You don't ever apologize for scoring, you know, because if you have an 8-minute drive and don't score, everybody wonders why you didn't score. Now all of a sudden you score too fast. Everybody wants to know why you scored so fast. There's it's the hardest thing to do in football is score touchdowns. And whether it's a minute or whether it's 8 minutes, that's the hardest thing to do. And we ended up only out of those nine touchdown drives, two of them were in the red zone. So we scored everything basically outside, seven of the nine, outside of the red zone area, which tells you at the end of the day, time possession, 24 and change time possessions with, I don't know, 13, 14 series on offense. That's not a lot of time. But anytime, no matter whether you're offense, defense, or special teams, anytime you can score 62 points, I think you're probably going to take that regardless of weather, of time of possession. That's probably going to work out in your favor.
Yeah, in the second quarter, 16 plays were run by Eastern. They scored 28 points on 16 plays. Pretty good stuff.
Incredible. Incredible. Yes. 28 would, or would probably half the nation scores on an average, maybe 28 to 30 points per game a year, and that's in a quarter. So that tells you how special, you know, some of our players are in the game plan we put in, and we kind of hit some things in stride, and it worked out. We just had a really good day for a really half of a game on offense. As weird as that sounds.
So now you start Big Sky Conference play at Southern Utah, and I don't think you have to guard against a letdown in this game because you guys have kind of the same idea Western Illinois maybe had last week, especially defensively. Those guys want to go and prove that they're not what the statistics maybe said they were in that particular game.
Yeah, you know, that prove word kind of is scary. I don't if you're proving something, do it to yourself or for yourself. Don't do it for anybody else, because I think you can use it as motivation, but if it's for something else, then you're not doing it for the right reasons. I think there's a different element to this, regardless of what took place 48 hours ago. I think it's league. I think these guys understand whether you go 0-3 or 3-0 in non-conference, it matters more now. I mean, these games just matter more. You're going on the road. The last time we were there didn't work out in our favor down there in 2017. They flat out got after us. Coach Warren is a great coach. He's been around the league for a long time. They do a lot of base things on defense with a little flavor to them, so they're not exotic, but what they do is really good. They're really good at the basics. And let's be honest, they have one of the best players in the conference playing linebacker. He just flat out dominates. And we didn't play him last year, but it seemed like every week last spring we followed Southern Utah, so I got to watch him up close and personal. Like, who's that? Who's that? And then I went to the calendar to see when they released a 21 schedule, when we're playing them, now who's going to block him? Thank God I was born a few years back, because I got no chance. He's a very, very, very good player. Him and Trey Walker are, in my estimation, two really, really, really good inside linebackers, along with Jace Lewis in this league. But they all three have different things that they do, and we've got our work cut out for us. They've got a guy that can throw it around the yard. They're going to run the ball, establish the run. That's what Western Illinois did. They established the run to set up the pass, to get the eyes in the wrong direction, and we took the bait last week. So we've got to do a better job of establishing a better line of scrimmage early on in the game, find our footing, but we've got to dictate tempo on both sides of the ball. We have to dictate tempo. We can't allow the tempo to be dictated by the opponent. I think it was kind of a back and forth in that first half, and really dictated, let's be honest, by them in the second half last week. But this is not an easy place to play, and I've got bad taste in my mouth from 2017. So I've not personal, but got it personal.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I agree with you on that one. And it's kind of a weird trip. You know, you go down there. We stayed up at the ski resort.
Not anymore.
I know.
Not anymore.
So, and we're not bummed anymore, because our favorite barbecue joint just shut down. So that means Larry wants to go to
Applebee's.
This
isn't about you, Paul. This isn't about you.
I was talking about Larry. Larry, the guy over here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I was just saying he's bummed because his favorite barbecue joint is closed. So that's a little bit of a bummer for us. And you can tell we like to eat. So that's kind of the key. Let's talk.
Change
about
is good for everybody.
Thank
Paul.
You, sir.
Change is good for everybody.
I appreciate that. Okay, we're going to eat tofu then. That'll be good. Their quarterback's pretty good. He does a nice job. And they do a lot of things that are tough to defend. And, you know, in terms of the screen game and the zone and, you know, some of the different things along those lines. Tell us a little bit about, you know, what you've seen so far on their offense, kind of what bothers you, and you were talking about tempo and things like that. You know, how do you dictate tempo defensively if you want to try to get them out of their rhythm?
Well, I think you got to have first down. You got to be sturdy on first down. You got to be able to do some things where you're in second and long. You start getting in second and five and less, the playbook's open. I mean, you could just put your finger down the playbook and go, I want that. You start getting a second and eight, second and nine, second and ten. You start playing the chess game a little bit more. We've got to be better on first down, and we've got to limit the explosive plays. We gave up way too many explosive plays in that game. And a lot of that was our undoing, where we weren't tackling people. We had people there. We were bouncing off people. We're in the backfield with Mitch Johnson cutting off an outside zone, and all of a sudden we're playing, you know, I was thinking the same thing you were up in the booth, you know, but it's not for lack of motivation or lack of want to by these guys. We've got to stop the run, and that's going to be an every game. You've got to limit the run. These guys want to lean. They're going to screen you. They're going to motion you a little bit. And let's be honest, everybody's got our tape. I mean, resume that we put on the film last week, everybody's going to take a piece of that to try to manipulate what Western Illinois did to us last week. So we've got to be able to learn from that. We've got to employ that as coaches to our players. And if it's recognition from something that happened previously, we've got to be better pupils and put that going forward, because what worked for one may work for others. So we've got some work to do. We've got to come out to practice tomorrow with the yeoman's like work ethic, and we've got to get after it. And that starts with me. I mean, I have to set the tone, but we've got to do this, and we'll do this together. But I think there'll be some good salty people out there tomorrow ready to get after it, heading into Cedar City.
You might see a fly sweep or two on Saturday, FYI. Just, and I talked to both of the DB coaches, and they were grumpy because of the angles. You know, just being in the right position, you know, doing what they're supposed to do, force it to the line of scrimmage, safeties coming up inside out, you know, some things like that. And I'll give the Western Illinois a lot of credit. Their receivers were good blockers.
Yeah.
You know, there was a little grabbing, but nothing that, you know, you can call. I thought they really blocked the ends well, you know, from that standpoint. Now let's go on the other side. Let's talk about your national player, you know, of the week and Big Sky player. They should just name it after him, for goodness sakes. So they're going to have a defense.
Well, he was second in the spring in something. So they shouldn't name anything after him because he finished second in something in spring.
Yeah, that's true. But that was spring. This is, like you said, focusing on, you know, one game a week. And
never.
Then, We'll see what happens after that.
Always forgive, never forget.
I like that. What is offensively, it's hard to throw 60 points up every week. You've done it 2 weeks in a row. This may be a little bit more of an attrition game and kind of a grinder game in terms of maybe moving the chains and trying to get first downs and, you know, doing the kind of the old-fashioned way instead of one play, you know, 71 yards or whatever. Is that something you kind of foresee a little bit?
Well, I think we gotta continue to work on ourselves, but there's probably two ways that a defense may attack our offense. Either you're going to play aggressive and try to challenge us a little bit, or you're going to play and keep everything in front of you. And we've got to have game plans for both. We do each and every week, and we take what we give them. If they want to keep us underneath, well, then we got to break tackles. If they want to allow us to go over top, we got to get off press. We got to do some things and play action some things, get some safeties involved in the run game so we can go over the top. But it's always the question always is every week, what is the opposing team going to do offensively? Are they going to milk the clock? Much like Western Illinois, they would set it for 20, 25 seconds and then hurriedly get to the line of scrimmage, kind of mess with the defense's eyes. They're trying to ID formation, then they got a fly sweep, and then they got this motion and return motion. That to me is kind of where we as an offense want to see what their offense is doing to see what they're trying to – are they trying to keep us off the field, or are they going to play in attack mode with us too? We like challenges. So we like people to try in attack mode with us as well. But, you know, each week is different. Each week is different. And the biggest game every week is the game that's on the schedule this next week. So it's a big one.
And one thing that makes it difficult in the Big Sky Conference is you have so many different environments. And Cedar City, you've got the altitude to deal with, which you also have to deal with in Flagstaff. But then if you go to Montana or Montana State or some of these other places, you've got cold. If you're in another place, it might be a dome, or it might be heat, or it might be wind, or whatever it is. So what makes it difficult to play at Southern Utah? Because the Eagles have handled altitude well at Northern Arizona, but for whatever reason, it's a problem at Southern Utah.
You mentioned every climatic, I don't know, or climate you could get outside of altitude. That happens in Cheney. So we get every – we get wind, we get rain, we get sleet, we get snow, we get grapple. We get the whole nine. We just don't get the altitude. We're sitting at about, 2,100 feet maybe above sea level. So I think Jack Sennelbach told me yesterday they were 52 or close to it, or 48, whatever it was. But it is different whether you're in Ogden or whether you're in Flagstaff or whether you're in Cedar City. It's difficult. I mean, it's different. But all the other climatic conditions are what we're accustomed to. We like playing outdoors. That's why the game should be played outdoors. So that's just my opinion. But that's what makes it special. We get to practice in the elements and then actually go get a play in the elements. But it'll test you. It'll test you, but it's more mental than physical.
I am assuming that the old guy goes first, unless you're going to throw us a curveball today.
I am. I mean, Johnny, he caught the late touchdown by Eric. He was extremely excited. Plus, he's a little older, so he's got to get to bed a little sooner tonight. So, Johnny's gonna step on the stage first.
All right, Coach. We appreciate your time as always. Thanks, and good luck against Southern Utah.
Appreciate it, fellas. Thank you.
That is Head Coach Aaron Best. When we come back, Johnny Edwards IV will join us as the Eagle Coaches Show continues from Buffalo Wild Wings in Spokane Valley here on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield.
So this one time at B-Dubs, a couple of friends came in for football. And they asked for the best seats in the house, which is kind of a trick question. Since we've got wall-to-wall TVs, so you can watch the game in any direction. Kind of makes every seat the best seat in the house. So when I explained all that, they just sat at the bar. Because you got to be close to the beer on game day. Buffalo Wild Wings, to the greatest of all times. Please drink responsibly.
A job at Northern Quest is way more than just a paycheck. Sure, the wages are seriously competitive, but that's not all. We also offer a sweet hiring bonus, a 401k plan, health insurance, paid leave, and lots of opportunity for advancement. You even get a free meal on every shift. Because we believe in working hard for everyone who works for us. So if you're looking for a job, visit northernquest.com/jobs and apply today.
Ide Bailey is a proud supporter of EWU football. As one of the top CPA and business advisory firms in the nation, we're dedicated to simplifying the complex and helping our clients plan for the now and the next. No matter where your journey takes you, Ide Bailey has the resources to help you meet your business and personal financial goals. Together, we can navigate the path to success. Visit us at IdeBailey.com to learn more.
What's it mean to be local? What's the value to you? I'm Gus Johnson. I'd like to share my thoughts on being local. Let's start with America's best brand, Ford. Ford was one of the first great American-made success stories. And today, Ford has never been stronger, producing more vehicles to compete, not just locally, but globally. Accountability. When your name is on the door, you know you need to stand behind your product every day. Community. We're invested in the community, just like you've invested in us. We live here, work here, and reinvest to help veterans, homeless, kids, and schools. We are one of the few truly locally owned and operated dealerships selling America's best vehicle line, Ford. When it comes to American made, Ford is superior. When it comes to community, we're invested. When it comes to accountability, I put my name on it. So when you have a choice to buy a new or used vehicle, choose Gus Johnson Ford, the Ford expert on Auto Row.
Yokes Fresh Market is a family business.
It means I have a voice in the future of the company.
I was hired at the age of 60, and to me that's phenomenal.
I was part of a trading company for 10 years, and I've been with Yokes now as an employee owner, and it's absolutely been a great experience.
It's an awesome company to be with.
Since we became employee-owned in 1990, that family continues to grow.
Here we go. And welcome back now. Buffalo Wild Wings, Spokane Valley, Eastern Washington takes on Southern Utah on Saturday. We'll have a pregame show starting at 4, kickoff just after 5. Also, in case you missed the news today, Montana's game now instead of ESPNU on ESPN2. And, of course, we'll have the game for you on radio with a pregame on that one at 6:30 and a game time at 7:30 a week from Saturday. But first, Southern Utah this Saturday opens Big Sky Conference play. Eagle receiver Johnny Edwards IV joins us. And Johnny, big play receiver. You got a couple of touchdowns in the ball game on Saturday, a couple of long touchdowns as well. And it's hard to cover everybody in this receiving core, right? So you probably are going to be getting single coverage a lot.
So we really stout ourselves on being the best in the nation. So every single game we look to not just me, but the rest of the group, Boston, Lowe, Freddie, Nolan Ohm, you got Efton Chisholm. Like, we just have dogs across the board that it doesn't really matter who we put in and who we rotate. You're going to have to guard each and every one of us, which has been a challenge for teams not just this year, but every single year, years in the past, starting well before 2010, before Cooper Kupp has even gotten here. So it's just a tradition we've built and have continued, and it's something we love to challenge ourselves to be the best in the nation. So
you're from Alamany High in Southern California. A few good players have come out of Alamany. Your high school teammate Chris Ojo was here for a while. Eli Doyle, your current teammate, was there, and then even before you, and part of that bunch that you talked about before, Vernon Adams as well as part of that. Did any of those guys play a role in getting you to Cheney?
Yes, entirely. So Vernon Adams started a huge culture at Alamany when he was there with Dean Harrington, the head coach that was there at the time, of just passing the ball and being very good and electric with the football in our hands. So getting to throw and be a part of the offense while he was there and being a part of the offense after he left and inheriting that offense helped me as a receiver. And then getting Eli Doyle and Ojo to Alamany to boost our defense, you know, for day in and day out practice, getting us ready for all the hard games that we play, you know, St. John Bosco's and Mater Dei's in Southern California. Those having just all around great players around you is going to boost everybody around you's playing level. So, yeah, without them being at not just Cheney, but anywhere would have been a challenge. So, yeah, I got to give all of those guys props for helping me out be the player that I am today.
You didn't play in the spring of 2020, so did that help you? You had a red shirt. You could have. You were the one guy that didn't have a red shirt, or did have a red shirt year. You played as a true freshman in 17, so you had 2020 could have been a red shirt year for you. So did it all work out for the best to where you're playing now here in the fall of 20 or 21? Excuse me.
Yeah, I'd actually I had intentionally planned on redshirting the 2020 season because I knew it had it, and I wanted to play this season, 2021. And then COVID happened, and it happened to everybody. So, you know, I can't sit and dwell on my problems for COVID and everything, but it happened. And because of that, I decided not to redshirt and got injured in 2020. 2021, right before the spring season, had three surgeries, completely ended my season, and it just gave me a bigger chip on my shoulder, having not played a football game in 2 years, leading up to the UNLV game. I was just anxious and antsy, just ready to get on the field and ball, having not been able to do so for 2 years. So, I don't ever plan on using this red shirt anymore. I'm here to play. I prepared this whole off season after the injury to play this entire season and not just four games. So we're gonna see about going to the national championship game this year.
I like that. That's exactly the attitude you need. And you must have been, you know, licking your lips on Saturday when you saw, you know, that they were going to play a lot of press man and man coverage.
Oh,
And you guys were running around there. It looked like it was 7-on-7, for goodness sakes. I mean, that was – have you ever been around an offense in that first half in terms of how you guys executed, you know, 8 touchdowns and 9 drives? Have you ever been around an offense that produced at such a high level?
No. Just flat out, I've never been around not only an offense but just players and staff at any level that could perform at this level. And hats off to Eric Berrier, best quarterback in the nation. I mean, he does things in the backfield, in the pocket, that I mean, you don't see at the next level or the level after that or levels before that. You don't see it in high school or Pop Warner. You don't see it anywhere. He's doing stuff that you see back in, like, 2007 Mike Vick video game days. So being able to have a quarterback like that in the backfield paired with great running backs like Dennis Merritt and Tamarik Pierce, who's not playing right now, but when we get him back, huge, huge player. And then receivers like me, myself, Boston, Tololo, there's no telling what we can do on any given play, any given drive, any given series. So it's just amazing knowing that it doesn't matter who we're playing, we can put up numbers and stats like that, like we're in a video game. So I'm definitely going to try to dwell in this moment, not just currently, but throughout the season, and try to put up those numbers every week.
Five different receivers had touchdown. 126 yards is a career best for you. Second 100-yard game, receiving game for you. The two touchdowns was a career as well. I had to bust Boston's chops when he got on the charter. He missed a touchdown. I mean, just a half step. That would have been six different receivers. But I loved your touchdown catch. I think that was you right before halftime where you went up and kind of 50-50 ball and you kind of Cooper Cupped it. I mean, you pulled that thing in. You made a great catch in the end zone. How much fun was that, seeing that ball coming down and then you making the play?
Oh, that was a lot of fun. I'll let you guys in on a little secret. I wasn't supposed to run that route.
Just tell me you made an adjustment.
Yeah, so, you know.
At least you're honest.
Caught the wrong signal. just... Hey, I just knew I had to go make a play. It was third down, and EB was in the backfield scrambling, so I just decided to go deep. It's what I do best. That's what my speed's for. So I took it deep, and he trusted me, saw me deep, and let it go. And at that point, with the ball in the air, I didn't see anybody else. There was nobody else going to stop me from getting that ball, especially in the end zone. So it was an amazing feeling. Hard to celebrate afterwards. I was so out of breath. But once I got to the sideline, it was a lot of celebration.
Ian Shoemaker's doing a nice job of dialing up. I've been very impressed by the offense, you know, the first 3 weeks. And being an ex-defensive back, we never hold, of course. Wink, wink, nod, nod, you know, snicker, snicker on that. You never push off. So how much battling goes on when that ball's in the air? People don't realize how physical it is, especially running routes. Tell us a little bit about, you know, that.
So, you know, the rule is DBs aren't supposed to hold past 5 yards. After the ball snapped, but that doesn't happen ever. DBs are always going to tug and pull on you and trying to give themselves the advantage because, in all honesty, the receivers are at the advantage every single play because we know where we're going. We know what we're doing, and a defense doesn't. So, I mean, hats off to them. They're going to try to do everything they can without getting a penalty to put themselves in a position to make a play, and so are we. So when we were running down the field and you have a DB tugging at your hip or pulling at your shoulder pads, we're going to fight back. We're going to swat your hands down, push your hips down to the side, make sure we have separation to get going and running. You know, maybe throw a little elbow in there or two. But as long as we don't fully extend our arms and, you know, throw a guy by, we're doing everything legally, and as long as our shoulder pads aren't coming out of our jersey and we're not getting, you know, completely mauled, it's all fun and games. It's all in the name of the game, and I wouldn't trade it to play any other position.
School-wise, what are you majoring in? What do you want to do with life after football?
So that's a bit of a loaded question because I'm majoring in interdisciplinary studies, focused in graphic design, communications, and Africana studies, all three of which I'll be finishing with a minor in this upcoming quarter. But I plan on finishing out my graphic design major, and then when school and football is all said and done and I take a break from school, I want to go back and get an architectural degree. So I have big plans academically, but it's not for a while. I'm going to take a little while to rest and get my mind right for it. But, yeah, have a few big plans for it.
How long do you think it would take you to get that degree? Is it going to be a year's process, or do you think it'll be longer than that?
For the graphic design and everything, it should only take a couple more quarters, less than a year. Architecture, that's a whole nother. I don't have any classes or anything towards it. It's just something I know I want to put myself into. So however long that ends up needing to take is however long it needs to take, I'm going to do it. I just know that.
Well, congratulations on a great game. Good luck with all the degree and that work, and thanks for coming by, and good luck this season.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Johnny Edwards IV here with us. When we come back, it'll be defensive end Brock Harrison joining us on the Eagle Football Coaches Show from Learfield.
Fairways Golf Course and White's Golf Shop, located right in between Cheney and Spokane, are the home for Eagle golfers. Whether you're an elite player or just starting out, Fairways has something for you. We value community, quality service, and having a good time. Play 18 holes and enjoy a beverage on our patio after the round. Improve your game with one of our professional instructors, or get fitted for equipment from the best brands. For more information regarding instruction or to reserve a tee time, visit golftheFairways.com or call 509-747-8418.
Oh, I love family road trips. Wind in my ears.
Good dog.
Fruits in my mouth. And peace of mind knowing Les Schwab did our tires, brakes, and alignment. Like Les Schwab, my family's safety is my first priority. Well, that and squeaky toys.
Swing by today and get road trip ready with our always free pre-trip safety check. Les Schwab Tires. Applies to passenger cars, SUVs, and light trucks only. Details at leschwab.com/safety.
Hey, Eag fans, craving some Dutch love? Get into the football spirit and swing by any of Dutch Bros' 7 stands in the Spokane area to order a kicker, hot, iced, or with toasted Irish cream. This drink will have you ready for kickoff. Make your orders easier now than ever with the Dutch Bros app. Earn some Dutch love by earning points from your favorite drinks with the Dutch Pass in the Dutch Bros app today.
Gee Buick GMC is proud to sponsor Eastern Washington Sports. The Gee Automotive family has teamed up to bring amazing deals to all Eags fans. So come out to Gee in Liberty Lake for special deals on GMCs and Buicks. Whether you're ready for the luxury of a Buick Encore or the engineering of a GMC Yukon, we say go Eags and go see Gee just off I-90 in Liberty Lake.
At Washington Trust Bank, can't is a four-letter word.
I think we should hire more people.
We'll talk and wait for a meeting.
I'm thinking of starting my own practice.
Can't do it. Too much capital.
We need a warehouse.
I can't imagine how we do that.
We should knock that wall down and expand.
Can't do it. There's always another wall beyond the wall.
Washington Trust Bank. We believe you can do whatever you set your mind to, and we'll help you get there. Visit watrust.com to get started. Washington Trust Bank. Member FDIC.
So this one time at B-Dubs, two friends came in for BOGO Boneless Thursdays, and one of them's hyping it up like crazy, talking about how our boneless are meatier, crispier, and juicier than ever. Plus, they're buy one, get one free all day on Thursdays. That's like finding a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow and another one full of free wings. To the greatest of all times. Get here for Boneless Thursdays at Buffalo Wild Wings. BOGO Boneless Wings of equal value at participating locations on Thursdays. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions apply. While supplies last. Limit one. Fees may apply.
Welcome back. Eagle Football Coaches Show. Buffalo Wild Wings, Spokane Valley. We'll be back here again next Monday to talk about the Southern Utah game. Eagles and Southern Utah play on Saturday. Again, 4 o'clock for our pregame show. Joining us now here is Brock Harrison, the redshirt freshman, or maybe redshirt sophomore, I don't know what you want to call yourself, defensive end from Ridgefield, Washington. Ridgefield has one of the best names, their high school nickname. They are the Sputters. Not sputters, but sputters, like potatoes. Absolutely. So I'm guessing potatoes a big industry there in Ridgefield.
Actually, not now. There's not a ton of potato fields anymore, but... Yeah, it's kind of funny. We really do pride ourselves on that logo. I mean, we get made fun of it a lot by the other school just because, I mean, everyone calls us potatoes, but you got to be proud of it. You got to be proud of it and hold it on your chest and walk around and be proud of it. So, I mean, I'll be a sputter forever, and luckily there's good things going on in that school, and their football team's coming up and doing good things, so it's nice to see for sure.
One other thing about the town of Ridgefield, that's where U-Haul originated 75 years ago.
It is, yes. I honestly didn't even learn that till like my middle school, like eighth grade. And I learned about that and I was like, wow, I'm surprised that's not taught more in our schools or something. But yeah, it's a pretty cool fact about our town.
All right, third year freshman. So do you consider yourself a freshman still, or do you consider yourself a sophomore?
I honestly don't even know anymore. Like, it's going into my third year, and then I look at the roster, and it still says retro freshman. I don't even know what to think anymore. But, I mean, it gives me an extra year of eligibility, so I'll take it.
Your freshman year, your true freshman year, you were able to take advantage of the rule that you can have four games. And your four games, I believe, were all on the road. You played at Montana. You played at Cal Poly. I can't think of the other two places you played at, but you playing on the road. And so really the ball game against Central Washington was your first time playing at home in front of a crowd.
Yeah, that is true. That was it was really cool being out there, like on the playing defense on that. Cause yeah, I was just special teams my freshman year, but luckily I got to do those games on the road and experience something like a little bit crazier. Like the Jacksonville State game was crazy. The Montana game was crazy. But just experiencing that my freshman year, I think, exposed me to a lot more than a lot of what other guys see. But, yeah, that was definitely an experience, finally being out on the red, on the defense, in front of a home crowd. It was really fun.
So defensively, coming off the ball game against Western Illinois, you guys obviously aren't happy with what happened. So what do you do in practice this week to try to make sure that doesn't happen again?
I think we just need to come with a more of a focused mindset to fly around the field and keep our foot on the pedal for four quarters. I think we got a little lackadaisical there definitely in the third quarter, and we started getting undisciplined with our eyes, and we started getting exposed over the top, and they were taking deep shots on us. And I think this week in practice is just going to come down to a focus, just knowing we're going to get everyone's best shot, especially in the Big Sky this year. I mean, a lot of teams are good this year. I mean, they got ball players everywhere. So if we just come this week with a better focus and mentality, just fly around, I think we'll definitely learn from it. It was a really good learning process, I think, for the defense overall, just being in that type of adversity and going through that. So I think it's something we can grow from.
You know, Brock, when you look at that game, and we talked to Coach about the temperature and the humidity, and I've been fortunate to live all over the country. I've lived in areas that are humid, and it's a different cat when you get out there. It's hot and humid, and it really takes it out of you. Did you feel – did it hit you after the game? Did you feel any time during the game where you just kind of felt logy and, you know, just kind of worn out a little bit?
It came to a point where I started to feel a little bit, but I always try to put that in the back of my mind as something I can't really think about, because I want to just be up there focused on that play and give my all of that play. But there was definitely a few moments where it was a little hot. I could feel it. Thank goodness I didn't deal with any cramp issues or anything, though. But, yeah, it was definitely a different environment with the humidity and just with how much you were sweating and running around. You definitely had to get on the sideline, like sit down, get some water in you, and just get your mind ready to go back out. Because, I mean, both of us were dealing with it. That was the one thing. Like, you try not to feel sorry for yourself because the guys on the other side of the ball are going through the same thing. I mean, I know that they've been around it a little more, but that day was hot no matter what. It doesn't matter where you're from. It's going to be hot for you. But, yeah, at times I felt it. Yeah.
I always hated being on defense. I loved it when the offense scored, but if they scored and one play went 80 yards and you're right back out there, or you get a fumble and then they turn the ball over and you got to go back in one play, you know, you kind of get over that. You just go back because you're on defense. Right. You know how to play and you want to compete. But in the second half, it looked like, you know, they just – Eastern's offense couldn't get out of its own way, and then you guys, they put together those long drives and had some explosives. Does it start getting in your brain a little bit? Oh, no, these guys are coming back. What do we need to do?
To a point, I mean, yeah, you start thinking, like, we gotta put a plan together here soon to stop these guys, because they just kept scoring and scoring and scoring, and all of a sudden, you know, it's a six-point game. You're looking at the scoreboard like, man, we gotta figure something out. And I think we just got a little too lackadaisical with things. I mean, we knew – just what was happening, like, okay, the offense wasn't scoring, it doesn't matter, we got to go out and we got to stop them. So it's never really a blame game with our team. You know, if someone's struggling, offense is struggling, defense got to go pick them up. If defense is struggling, offense has got to go pick them up. So I think the offense did that for us quite a bit in that game, but I think we need to be better as a defense as a whole at just responding.
The first couple games, I really love the way the defense played. And I really like the second quarter. You guys came out and really set the tempo. on defense from that standpoint. I think potentially this defense could be very outstanding with turnovers. You guys are getting a ton of tackle for losses. You're getting sacks. You're turning the football over. You go back and look at the teams that have made the national championship game in 2010 and of course, in 18. Yeah. They were teams that did that. Right. Is this a team that can keep growing and getting better through the Big Sky Conference?
I think so. I mean, we have guys on this team that just buy into our mentality of just flying around the field, doing your job, and just going and making plays. But I think that game was a big learning opportunity for us, especially for all the guys who haven't been in that type of game before. It kind of opens your eyes a little bit to about like what you're going to see this year from other teams, especially. But yeah, our defense I think is going to grow a lot. I think we have a huge upside just with the guys we have back this year. I mean, just at like all of our secondary spots, our linebacker spots, our whole D line. I mean, we got guys that can flat out play, and I think we'll just keep improving every week on that.
School-wise, what are you majoring in? What do you want to do with life after football?
Currently majoring in business management. After football, I'm not 100% sure yet. Might look into somewhere in the home building industry. That's what my parents do right now. So, I mean, that's always interesting to me, going in just like in the business management area. Just, I don't know if it's starting a business or working with someone else. I'm not 100% sure. I still have a few years to figure it out, but I have an idea of just like the management side and marketing side and moving towards that way.
Well, like you say, if you're still a freshman, right. you have plenty of time to think about it.
Plenty of time, yeah.
Well, you made it through your first coach's show. Thanks for coming out here and joining us, and good luck rest of the way.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
That's Brock Harrison, and when we come back, we'll wrap things up on the Eagle Football Coach's Show after this timeout. This is Eagle Football from Learfield.
Hey, Eagle fans, craving some Dutch love? Get into the football spirit and swing by any of Dutch Bros' 7 stands in the Spokane area to order a kicker, hot, iced, or with toasted Irish cream. This drink will have you ready for kickoff. Make your orders easier now than ever with the Dutch Bros app. Earn some Dutch love by earning points from your favorite drinks with the Dutch Pass in the Dutch Bros app today.
I could have chose to stay with Ford Corporate in Detroit or enjoy the easy life of my first dealership in Grangeville, Idaho. I chose here, not just Spokane or the Valley, but the surrounding beauty of the Palouse and Rockford, the honor of Fairchild, the strength of Freeman, the celebrations in Cheney, the harvest of Spangle. Ford buyers of Eastern Washington are different. They get who they are, what they want to do, and where they are going. They're about community, honor, hard work, and giving back. Spokane is the center of these strong roots. I chose here. And our people are as true as they are tough. They are built Ford tough. Whether you're a lifelong Ford owner or curious about joining the rest of us, we want to welcome you to the family, the Gus Johnson Ford family, home of built Ford tough people.
At Washington Trust Bank, can't is a four-letter word.
I think we should hire more people.
I talk and wait for a meeting.
I'm thinking of starting my own practice.
Can't do it. Too much capital.
We need a warehouse.
I can't imagine how we do that.
We should knock that wall down and expand.
Can't do it. There's always another wall beyond the wall.
Washington Trust Bank. We believe you can do whatever you set your mind to, and we'll help you get there. Visit watrust.com to get started. Washington Trust Bank. Member FDIC.
If your favorite meal is the meal in between meals, you know the one. Or maybe your car or truck doubles as a dining room on wheels. Hey, if you believe that fueling yourself is just as important as fueling your vehicles, then Nom Nom is your new satisfying stop on the road. Nom Nom always has your snack. It's a think with your belly destination, where tasty treats, refreshing drinks, and quality fuel always comes first. Nom Nom. Life in the snack lane.
Hey, 12s, this is Lofa. And last year, you were benched. You were sidelined. Your voice was muffled. But no more. This season, we are back. And together, we're bringing the noise. Washington's Lottery is here to help all season long. Play Seahawks Scratch for your chance to win 50K in cash, exclusive game day experiences, or a grand prize of 2022 season tickets. Bring it in, 12s. Let's do this.
Odds of winning a prize of 1.341. Odds of winning a second chance prize are based on number of entries received. Must be 18 or older to purchase. Keep it fun and know your limit.
And welcome back to Buffalo Wild Wings, Eastern Washington against Southern Utah. And that'll come up on Saturday starting at starting at 4 o'clock with the game beginning just after 5. In both the major top 25 polls, Eastern holds at number 6 in the coaches' poll, and they move from number 7 to number 6 in the media poll going into this ball game on Saturday against Southern Utah. So Eastern will be ranked 6th in both polls, and 5 out of the top 15 schools are Big Sky schools, as you go Montana, then Eastern, and then Montana State, Davis, and Weber State are the other three, or the other four ranked teams besides Eastern in the latest polls. So the Eagles against Southern Utah. Southern Utah coming off a win over Tarleton State on Saturday, 40-35. That was their first win of the year. They'll come into the ball game with a 1-2 record. Eastern undefeated, 3-0, looking for their first 4-0 start since 1997 on Saturday. Eastern Washington and Southern Utah will have the action for you right here, again beginning at 4 o'clock with the game starting just after 5 on Saturday. All right, that's going to do it for us from Buffalo Wild Wings in Spokane Valley. We'll be back here again next Monday. Thanks to everybody for showing up. Thanks to you for listening. And thanks to our guests here tonight, head coach Aaron Best, wide receiver Johnny Edwards IV, and defensive end Brock Harrison. For producer-engineer Steve Pry and Paul Sorensen, I'm Larry Weir saying goodnight, and thanks for listening to the Eagle Football Coaches Show from Learfield.
You've been listening to the EWU Football Coaches Show, presented by Buffalo Wild Wings and Les Schwab Tires. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Eagles Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.